This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your host, your boy, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The fuck boy. F-U-C-C-B-O-I. Joining me, as always, in the... Oh, also, the cuck boy. Joining me, as always, in the High and Mighty Studios, my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus, who should be leaving for his walk with Mrs. Gabrus, guest of the 100th episode. Funny that I say 100th episode. Turns out someone said I have two episode 37s, and technically it was episode 101, so the anniversary makes no sense. My wife is cursing the other room. Also joining me in the High and Mighty Studios are two humans who will be slightly more than nearly silent. I got Jack Allison and Maddie Smith. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us.
This is a hell of a lot of white meat we have rocking in this room
This is an unwoke episode. I can't believe you're going to release this in 2017, to be honest with
you. Then clearly you haven't listened to my podcast.
I'm very guilty as charged, honestly.
It could also be called Alt-Right and Catch Fire.
So this is like the Gavin McInnes show.
Never mind. I'm gonna maybe say too many people's names here. Guys, thanks so much for joining me. We're going to be talking about a video game called Heroes of the Storm, which people have been requesting. I think people mostly have been requesting, what's your battle tag so I can play with you? And that ain't happening, brother.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, we're all way too offensive to share. As always, I read some five-star reviews of my podcast. So, listeners, shitheads, if you rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, it will get read on the podcast. It's a real cash grab for stars here, obviously.
It's smart move.
Okay, this is called It's a Shame by Cool Try. You know when someone has some real God-given talent, but you just know they will never be successful because of a combination of laziness and self-destructive eating? Yes? If you want to listen to this predicament in real time, please hit subscribe. Okay, I can't argue any of that. I am very lazy and no portion control.
I mean, I feel like what he's missing is what we're going to talk about in this episode.
Also, 5 hours of sitting. You know what I realized? Like, it's really funny. Like, I saw Weiger in his office and has a standing desk.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't even have a day job and I sit at my desk for 7 hours a day. I don't even write. I don't do shit. I just play video games, watch movies, or eat sitting at my desk. I'm doing the unhealthy thing recreationally. Like if I had some like boring office job that I was building a 401k in, that would be great.
I don't think standing's overrated. I think I really do.
I think we're the three guys to weigh in on the health.
We knew before that standing was bad. That's why we made chairs in the
right,
first
standing
place.
Sucks.
That's why desks are low to begin with.
It is much better to sit than to stand.
Absolutely.
And every year standing gets harder. Like I don't even like go to concerts anymore.
And that's probably not us. That's probably just the world.
Yeah, it can't be what's happening with me personally. With my age and weight skyrocketing, it's got to be something else. All right, here's Apathy Made Man by Andrew Overby. John Goodman is apathy incarnate. He doesn't have a sound tech because doing it himself is good enough. He sleeps with one girl in college and settles for her forever. He lands a podcast because his famous friends give him one, and he proceeds to not pursue any other employment. His vices are going to kill him 3 decades early, but they're not taking a toll right now, so he ignores them. He is aggressively amateur and irrelevant, the type of man history is eager to forget. 4 stars, never miss an episode, but you should improve. Okay, wow. Four stars. He did actually give me 5 stars and then say 4 stars. So I gotta say, I
didn't realize what level this was going. These are fucked up.
Yeah, these are they're getting too real. Getting to know me too much, and they're just like pulling at the threads that I've set up.
I don't think I would be able to read that about myself. So you're a brave man, I guess.
Well, do you want to know what I do? Is I see it and I go like, I found something wrong and I feel good. And the thing he wrote wrong was that they're not taking a toll right now.
Oh.
Destroying myself. Yeah,
what a dumbass.
So yeah, good. What an idiot. Yeah. My vices are killing me now. My vices are fried meats and weed. It's going to be a terrible combination. All right. Well, you know what? Enough reviews. I'm too pumped to talk about Heroes of the Storm. Right.
I came home from work
and squeezed a game in before you guys came over here. Because I was just like, oh, it'll help my research. Meanwhile, I just like blindly played for...
So how many hours a week do you think you'd say you play at this point?
I think it's I think it's 5 hours a week, which is good for me.
That's pretty low. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
It's hard to play when you're married. Like if your wife is home, it's like too embarrassing to play.
Right. I've gotten over that. I mean, I don't have a wife. I have a girlfriend, but I.
So she has to be kind of nice to you still. And
she still is. I guess that's true. I guess that's what it is. Maybe she still has to endure things that she won't have to someday.
How much do you play, do you think, Jack?
God, I don't know. I mean, I used to play a lot more Heroes. There's been a rift these days, and that's led us, some of us, to Summoner's Rift. Over at League of Legends.
Some of you guys are playing League of Legends.
I've been fucking around with League
know?
A little bit. Well, I mean, I don't know that you play League.
I haven't. I played League for like a couple of days, and it was just too much of a buy-in for me.
Right.
And then Heroes of the Storm was like scratch the same itch. I love Blizzard characters.
Yeah.
Should we talk a little bit about what Heroes of the Storm is?
Yeah, we should.
Maddie, how much do you play a week, Rob?
I don't know. I mean,
see you on more than I see any of our other friends.
Yeah. I see you on there. Shut up.
We both sometimes ignore each other.
I regularly Google, like, is there a way to hide yourself on Battle.net so no one knows that you're playing as much as you do? But I don't know. Probably, I don't know. I would hope it's 5 hours, and it's probably way more.
Yeah, I guess if you just go with 5 hours for all of us.
That's 10 games a week, yeah. I'll play 20 games in a weekend and then not play again for like 6 days.
Yeah, and that's what I say. Like when I'm in a phase of playing it, it's bad.
It's
like,
really when my wife's out of town or I'm like, I have three hours to burn before she
goes. I will get, dark cycles where I spend all day. It's like, it's either 5 hours a week or like 90 hours a week is what it is.
Right, it's probably like mode 5 hours a week and then mean is probably like 7.5 because it's just like one weekend brought up the whole
that's
annual
very
average.
Good math actually I forgot what mode and mean were all about.
That's like all I remember. Is math. I have no new information. So let's talk a little bit about what Heroes of the Storm is. So it's a MOBA.
It's a MOBA.
Right. So that's a multiplayer online battle arena, is what I believe that stands
for. Talk about the history of MOBAs?
Well, I mean,
I think we can get into a little bit of history.
I mean, you said we don't have to be an expert to be on this podcast.
So I am accurate.
Not an expert. I want to just preface by saying, like, I don't know enough about this. And anyone who, like, probably has followed this at all is going to know more than me. And I will fuck up a lot of stuff.
Anyone who's excited to see a Heroes of the Storm episode?
Yes.
Is going to know more than the three of us already.
Yeah.
Because we are.
We'll be very mad.
We're kind of phony in that how much we like it to. But I don't think we play as much as most people.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I at least like would like to think that for my like own self.
I think I've played more than both of you guys, because now you can actually tell that 2.0 update. You can actually tell how much people have played, and typically people have a way higher total level or whatever.
Right,
it tells you the total level someone's played, and most people have more than me, and that makes me feel
better. But it could be all of them just getting shitty characters up to level 5.
True.
But that's like the thing of like, if I see like a fat guy ordering a shake, I'm like, oh, it's okay if I order a shake. So it's kind of the same self-destructive.
There are worse people out there. There are worse
someone
people
else is
out
doing
there.
Yeah, that guy got a large shake. I can get a medium shake.
Yeah. It's that old saying of like, there's always one guy who's worse off, and that means you can also do bad.
Someone else.
I grew up with a kid in high school whose rule was always be the second drunkest person at a party. No one ever hates the second drunkest person. Yeah. Everyone hates the drunkest person. And that's sort of true, where it's like, I'm doing better than this guy.
At least I'm better than this pathetic.
I mean, I do it with my own career all the time. I'll invite friends over and be like, so what do you got going on? Nothing? Well, I got a couple of good callbacks coming. They're like, get out of my fucking grill. So it's a MOBA.
So Dota was the first MOBA, right?
Yeah, so Defense of the Ancients, which I believe was a Warcraft 3 mod. So it was like... made like the same as Counter-Strike, like it was made
and
by
the same as
know,
like a tower, the star Star Trek Starcraft like tower defense
Command. So like, but there's this whole sort of like cottage industry of like games that started off as mods for other games, and that kind of makes like, at least in my understanding, kind of like the origins of where the MOBA came from are like kind of difficult to track, actually.
Right,
because
it's like a spinoff of a game, like, and it's not by the game company. Right,
and it's like, it's, so it was like all these, and it was also like done on like a web forum. So it was like all these guys like contributing, you know, it's like,
it's
let's
so
create a character
cool.
together.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like now crazy that this is now like, you know, spiraled.
League of Legends
this.
Is a sport.
League of Legends is a sport. Heroes of the Storm is a sport. Like, more people watch these League of Legends like finals than like the NBA finals at this point. all from like some guys on the on a forum being like, this could be like a fun way to do Warcraft or whatever. That's kind of cool. Crazy.
It's like crowdsourcing in the least annoying way. Like, yeah. I hate that crowdsourcing, like Kickstarter and Indiegogo shit.
Right.
But if you're like, let's all work remotely to build something.
That's let's all work together as opposed to, you know, somebody saying like, I'm going to hold a character hostage until you pay me to release him.
And then like... That like leads your path down to Heroes of the Storm, which is Blizzard's kind of version. Yeah.
Which is the craziest thing about it is because, you know, obviously Warcraft 3 is a Blizzard game. So it all like kind of sprouted from Blizzard and then like became its own weird thing and then came back home.
And then Blizzard must have been like, fuck, guys, we got to be making some money off this idea. And we probably could do it better because we have all these properties.
Right.
Like, we have all these great characters that people
It's kind of Smash Brothers for the Blizzard universe in a weird way.
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah. And I didn't realize, like, before playing it, how much affinity I really do have for Blizzard characters. Like, they're very good at world building and characters.
It's so true. And it's like, I loved Diablo. I loved I love Warcraft.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just in case people don't know, because there might be some idiots listening, people who are uninformed.
fucking fools.
So, like, a MOBA is like a 5-on-5 arena battle with sort of similar rules of, like,
creeps. Yeah, it's like a strategy. Yeah, then like, they're very strategy-based. And I think, like, if you've played, like, any StarCraft or Warcraft or old, like, Command & Conquer games, it controls like that, but just one. You have one character. Each person has one
RTS, a real-time strategy.
Real-time strategy. It all sprouted from real-time strategy.
And typically it's two teams going after... Each team usually has a base.
Yeah.
You understand that. And your goal is to work your way... Throughout fighting and doing little side goals to get to that base.
And then whatever the other team's maybe base. Map a based objective.
It's interesting what gibberish, like when I saw like esports streamed before I played those games, it looked like absolute garbage nonsense that I didn't understand. But after like playing even just a few games, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty easy to like.
I mean,
follow the general. I mean, I'm not going to know what, you know, Leaf Frost move or whatever is going to counter armor and stuff like that. But
someday I might, though. I want to know it. Like, I really do.
I learn a lot from like playing with other people who are like, Cassia, you fight Varian because you have 65 armor whenever you move. Like, you don't even realize some of the stuff.
I do?
We got better CC than them. We can do this, guys. We got CC, which I think is crowd control, right?
It is crowd control.
Yeah, they say CC a lot.
Yeah. Those are characters who can, you can do like big things to groups of people to like push people around.
You have a big AOE effect. An area.
Dude, I love nothing more than jargon. I'm having a fucking field day right now. And then to run listeners through Blizzard is a game design company who makes some of the biggest and fun games
good.
It's Overwatch, Diablo, World of Warcraft, Warcraft, StarCraft.
I put Blizzard. I'd say like Blizzard is maybe equivalent in the game world to like the Pixar.
They make
polished, like super straightforward, polished, accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like still like deep and like obviously people can get like extremely nerdy about Blizzard games, but like they're sort of a patina of accessibility.
Pixar's a good example because they are blockbuster games, but they have heart and they're well made and they're like well written.
Yeah. And it was and Overwatch is like the newest like huge big game that they put out last year, and it's just clear that they were just like, okay, let's just do what we do, which is like super polished, straightforward, whatever version of a game, and just do it.
It was their first FPS,
first-person shooter, and they just did it, and were successful.
They reminded
and it's huge, it, and it's
and
like,
now
yeah.
It's, yeah, it was the big
I thought,
game of the year.
I thought like Rare back in the N64 days, like remember Rare, and like Rare had its heyday. I always thought of them as like, I think of Blizzard kind of the same way. Like Blizzard's never and Rare too were never the ones that like created a like type of game, but they're the ones who can like come in and perfect it. Like, you know, Diddy Kong Racing obviously is an absolutely stellar racing game. They didn't create the mechanics of kart racing, but then they come in and like add a new amazing spin to it. Yeah. They crash.
Crash team racing.
They're disruptors.
Dude, they're like the fucking Silicon Valley dudes of, I don't know anything about
they're
this
the or... Uber of whatever.
They're slowly ruining everyone's lives.
Yeah.
And the reason I got into Blizzard games in the first place was that they did early epic fantasy, but fun. Mm-hmm. Like,
true.
Warcraft is humans versus orcs, and then like... But it's clicking and it's not full RPG, right, but it yeah. has those elements of like swords, shields, berserkers, archers, yeah. you know?
And I think always Blizzard games have had like a real like character to them. And they're always kind of like a little bit funny. Like right? even like, yeah. like back to the old Warcraft games, like the peons like say funny
what
things.
What you want me to
like,
do?
Exactly. Yeah. like they're even back then, like they kind of have a lightness and fun. Yeah.
Also, I think like Warcraft 3 really struck a chord with me, I think, because like I'd played a lot of Command & Conquer, which I liked, but like in terms of cinematics and story, it's like a bad actor talking to a camera in poor quality, And then Warcraft had like epic like cinematics and like big story, and in the middle of a level,
drawing,
like the characters
will be
talking.
Well, I mean, I actually think that they were like kind of like they were like kind of on the forefront of 3D animation.
Yeah.
Like they were kind of doing
good.
Doper
right.
shit than like yeah. Pixar back then.
And so then. Heroes of the Storm compiles your favorite characters from all of those games.
Whether it's Diablo or Warcraft
yeah, Diablo
or StarCraft
himself, yeah.
or the Lost Vikings franchise.
Vikings. Yeah, that's crazy that Lost Vikings are in it.
I love the Lost Vikings.
We know.
I
hate that you like
that. I can carry a whole team sometimes. Like, look at the experience at the end of the game. Look at the experience.
Look at the time under Shrine. You always got a weird stat
yeah,
you're happy
I'm like,
about.
Hey, I'm always on the end there.
Yeah. And I think I was going to say, like, because you hit an experience, I think a big thing that makes Hero of the Storm a little more fun for me and accessible for a lot of people is that a team shares experience, like
right.
you all level up together, and I think that's like nice. And then you're also yeah. relying on each other in a certain sense, so you're getting really pissed off at each other,
but you're not left in the dust.
The Vikings yeah. couldn't function in League of Legends,
and it's because of the
egalitarian nature of Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, in League you just level up on your own. And I think that's like the shitty thing is like, if you're playing badly, you can just like any of your teammates can, I mean, obviously you can always look at kills and stuff, but any of your teammates can just look at your level, like five levels below everybody else. Yeah. It's like,
League is a really good game, but I also think that League maybe in my current life makes me feel shame more than anything. Like I'll like be for like 45 straight minutes, just like beating myself up so bad. Cause I'm not good at like the clicking. And I know these people like hate me because of it. Yeah. They're so mad.
So funny you say that. I cannot play Heroes of the Storm sober. Because I get like too angry. Like I'm like too, it's too competitive.
So what do you mean? Like weed or
yeah,
like,
weed.
Okay,
you get a little
okay.
high and then because I can still play.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, at least like when I've died, I'm like, whatever. if I'm like fucking, because I'm still competitive and I'm not that good at it, mm-hmm. as good as I want to be in my gameplay, I'm like punching my desk and shit, and my wife is like, just stop playing. So I'm like, I can't get this angry. I might get
more angry when I'm high, I think.
Yeah,
really? I get a little more upset and I get a little more frustrated, and probably because I'm not doing as well.
I think
this might be my most like frat guy thing I've ever said, but I noticed that I play tangibly better in Halo when I'm high. If I get super high, I'm so much better at Halo.
There's something about finding that fucking, you know, the flow.
Flow. Absolutely. Have you played Halo? Halo has the flow. Halo, like, you can get into, like, the rhythm of it. And I find myself, it's, like, easier. And these games have that rhythm, too. Like,
Hero, I
feel like
I was just about to say,
like,
you get that momentum in Heroes where you're, like, kill three, you get like that triple kill, then all of a sudden you're like,
there's like,
you're like you're loosening up, you're like cracking your neck, and you're fucking like, oh, I'll go fucking hit objective now.
There is like something like, there's a, there, I call it, I don't know, there's a time that you can kind of transcend and become the Uber gamer, like, and it feels like God himself is controlling your hands.
And that's what makes the game frustrating, but also because you're not always that,
right?
But it's also what keeps you coming back.
Yeah,
you have
I know
four
that
bad
feeling.
Games
Once
in a row.
Playing,
you want,
yeah,
sorry.
No. I was just gonna say that like leads to. That just makes me think of at the end of every match. It sometimes, or not every match, sometimes it'll have you rate your match experience, like 1 to 5 stars. I don't know what their intent is with that. If I won and was grooving, I'll give it 5 stars. The connection was great. The experience great. Like, the map's great.
It's a very existential question.
I'm
it is like a very interesting question.
I never respond to those except for when it's Hanamura and I put 1 star. Well, I just want them to know that map sucks to do.
I don't know. I wonder what Blizzard is collecting with that information. Like, what is that information?
Yeah,
I'm
might
trying
be
to get?
Like, do you have fun winning?
Do you like
you
this
game?
You
killed
like,
them. Yeah.
I don't know, Blizzard. I have like 95 hours in it. Like,
I clearly like it. Oh, and here's the craziest thing about Heroes of the Storm that people might not know is it's free.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
It's a free, and that's like kind of
that's kind of the model of all the MOBAs, which I think is probably what has led them to be like the most played, you know, genre in the world.
Yeah, because it's freemium more or less. Like you get it for free.
Anyone can play, and you can get hooked on it, and then you have to you get that taste.
Yeah,
spend some money on a stim pack. Like spend a couple of bucks on an Uther Lightbringer.
We have been very sort of praising of Blizzard so far, and you know, I think that it's worth doing that. But there is the element that they're also like drug dealers, most sometimes a lot of the time people with like mental disorders and shit. Right, like,
yeah. They're selling guns. There's no waiting period. Yeah, there's no psych experiment.
A lot of you know what has made them their billions of dollars was like bilking autistic people for monthly fees.
That's also a thing like very much in video games is like and like you know like YouTube fans like this or whatever. They like the people selling to them to like they want to have goodwill from them sort of or like trust. And so I think like. Blizzard is knowingly banking on people being like, oh, they gave me a free game. Oh, I'm happy to throw them a few bucks because I had some fun.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like, oh, the company intends for that. Like,
right. Like, they're planning.
And they're like, it was like, yeah, like, oh, you know, I'm happy. I'm going to throw those guys a bone. Like, they're real nice guys for giving me that free game.
There are more sort of like manipulatively designed video games, a lot on the, like the phone space, especially.
Because they know like a kid grabs that. That's like what I think all these things make money off of is like, well, I hope a kid, like, a gym hopes that a guy like me joins and is like takes 6 months off, but it's like I'm gonna get around to it, so I'm spending $100 a month and never show up.
Right.
They're hoping a kid grabs their mom's phone during Candy Crush and
that shit happens all the time. Like
orders like five in.
That's like the whole business model. We hope a kid spends $50 right now.
Well, that's like RoboDials. Like their whole business model is I hope an old senile person or a developmentally disabled person answers the phone, and then we're gonna get their fucking account info. It's so like terrible.
There's an element, you know, that's Blizzard's business model is kind of the model of like drug dealers, but maybe like
for heroes.
But maybe, well, no, I mean, like, I guess that. Well, I mean, also like World of Warcraft is like very clearly like that, you know. And I think Diablo has the in-game auction house, which you could like use real money to buy items, and they take a cut there too. Yeah. Like, so I mean, I will say
and
like Blizzard,
Overwatch has loot boxes.
Yeah, they have the loot boxes. They all have like little microtransactions. Yeah.
That's something that came around recently. I feel like Blizzard.
Well, again, and the biggest one we shouldn't forget of Hearthstone is like the most insane.
Like, mention that.
I'm like personally, and I don't like Hearthstone that much. I think I probably spent like $400 on Hearthstone, because I was like trying to learn to like it. Right. Like, I was like, I gotta get the cards because the build guide says to get that. Right. And then I like did it, and I was like, I don't like this fucking game. Like,
I was hooked on Hearthstone for quite a bit.
Okay.
I was like having to go to New York for work a lot, and it's a laptop capable game. And it's like. Because it doesn't require Hearthstone is like Blizzard's answer to Magic the Gathering,
right?
It's like online Magic the Gathering.
But so you know, but where Magic the Gathering, you're like going out to like Target to buy like physical cards. Like for Blizzard, you just like buy digital cards on, and they're like added to your account.
Nothing physical goes away from me. You don't see that.
Yeah, you don't take money out of your pocket.
They
hook your shit up to your credit card, and it's like, and then they give you a big like bing. Like I just bought a stim pack the other day.
I mean, I talk about their business model being kind of druggy. It fucking works on me. Right. Like I buy this shit. Like,
to be fair, I am a drug addict.
I am an addictive personality, and they got me. Like,
Well, the thing that's cool is like you can, and like one of my friends from New York that I play with, this guy Sanford, he hasn't spent one nickel on Heroes of the Storm, and you can get away with that.
And I think even more so now that they did the Heroes 2.0 update,
right.
And they have all the loot boxes and shit,
rewarding more levels and shit.
It seems like easier than ever to get free characters and stuff.
It was a real awesome thing when they did that update, and you had like 40 loot boxes.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. They know how to press the button. Like, they like understand how to get that dopamine shooting into your brain.
Yeah, it's like ding, ding, ding.
Like as a video gamer, all I like to see is numbers go up. Like I live my life to watch a number go up on a screen.
Yeah, and in Heroes of the Storm, it's like gamified that it's like gaining character levels.
Yeah.
You need to get 5 levels to use these guys in draft. You need to get every level you gain, you get a loot box. Your overall level goes up. Every level that goes up there, there's like money. There's like rewards built into the game so much that it's like
basically it's like there's a game where you like play against 5 other people, and then there's like a big spreadsheet to manage. Like I just love to look at my big colorful spreadsheet
and be like, ooh, I have a level 1 free to play character. I can get them up to 5 and get some loot boxes.
Exactly.
Well, that's the thing with the other day. I was thinking thinking about this the other day when we were talking about this game, like, leveling up is just a super satisfying thing in video games. Like, there are, like, flash games online that are literally called, like, Upgrade Complete or whatever. Like, I, there's leveling up, and I love those games.
By the way, I've beaten all those games on Congregate. I mean, there are those idle games are just that. Yes. It's like watching a flash animation of numbers
And
go
I realized that even in addition to the upgrades of the whatever, you're getting levels and coins outside of the, like, every game of MOBA is leveling up. Like,
right.
It's so
right.
leveling up and getting new powers.
And one of the things Blizzard does really well is make that really fucking satisfying. Yes. Like, it's like a big chunky sound when you level up.
And even in game, when you get to like level 10, it's such a huge advantage.
Such a nice sound.
Your tens.
We got our ults, boys.
We got our ulties.
care, they're 12.
So, when you were talking earlier about jargon, I can't even believe how much jargon I say every day now.
Completely casual in my dialogue. I text more people than I want the word Nexus with a question mark. That's so embarrassing.
I didn't really expect that I was come to terms with how much mental illness I have because of this podcast. It's making me realize, like, all I like is, like, numbers going up and seeing, like, bars change colors.
Well, you're talking to someone who's on episode, like, 105. I've completely, self-analyzed by now where I'm like, oh, my God, I have huge, all these issues I have now I'm aware of.
I also think in the past, like, I played Gears of War on Xbox a lot, the first Gears of War, and I would get, like, mad at people and, like, get in, like, fights sometimes and stuff, get too mad. But I never, like, argued, like, the philosophies of playing in the way that, and here's a Storm, I'm like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, you're a specialist. You should be getting the mercs right now. It's insane arguments with
right
strangers.
Right after the curse is
children.
When you get the boss. You don't get the boss during the curse.
That's actually, why are you pushing that right now?
I'll say this is one of the dark things I think about Heroes of the Storm. Like, because in all these other ones, like in Dota or League of Legends, you have all chat. So you can talk shit to the people on the other team. And so Blizzard, in an attempt to make the game less toxic and more, like, friendly for new players, made it so that you can't talk to the other team. But all that ended up making happen is now people, you just shit talk your own team much. Like, there's still so much toxicity in the game, but it's only directed to your teammates. Which actually makes it, like, worse and more toxic, I think. Right. Like, it'd be better to, like, be yelling at the other team rather than infighting every single game.
There's so many games that I'm playing because I'm high where I'm like, if I die, I, like, write something funny. And, like, some games nobody responds and you're like, I've been just, like, writing this. No one responded. Said this. Nobody responded. Okay. And no one's responding. And then, like, I'll play in another game and everyone will be like, what the fuck are you doing, Vala? Like, they'll be, like, watching me even close. They're like, Vala, get out of there. Jesus Christ. Don't you know anything about? And I'm like, holy shit, I feel like a fucking idiot. What is going on?
Well, I mean, yeah, there is an element of these games. Like, I do think it's because they don't allow all chat. That's one of the things I'll be a big advocate for League on all chat. All chat is
Because then you can
shit talk the other team, and boy, is that a lot of fun.
Yeah, I kind of like that it's just your team because then it's, like, a little less chat, and it's all arguably for strategy.
Sure, fair enough, a lot of notes.
A lot of heavy
notes.
Coming from the comedy world, I'm not a big fan of getting notes. It is especially, like, from an anonymous 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, that's also what, like, sets me off is, like, I don't know. I don't, like, I'll rarely just get mad at a guy no matter how bad they're being. Like, if someone keeps on dying, I'm not going to be like, quit feeding or whatever. Yeah. I'm going to get mad at them for that. But if someone just is like, criticizes me and I'm like,
I
think I've been doing
it's
well.
It's over.
I just turn on. I don't even finish reading their comment.
That's why I like playing with you guys, because we'll bust each other's balls. But if we have, like, four of us and one rando,
we'll go in on TeamSpeak
and be like, yeah, that wasn't us. He'll have like 11 kills. And we'll be like, that wasn't us. That was
fucking asshole.
This guy fucking blew it for us. Let me tell my origin story for Heroes of the Storm, because Maddie is a fundamental player in my origin story. Maddie, you had a Go 90 series with a former guest and friend, Nick Weiger, about the world of esports, more or less. And I got hired to come on and brainstorm some ideas with you. And we were talking about MOBAs. And I'm like, I never really play. I'm mostly a Diablo 3 guy. And then you're like, oh, you got to play Heroes of the Storm. And I went and I had a weekend before we came back for the next day of work. And I joined it up that weekend, played it a lot, came in. And I was like, I fucking hate you, man. And that was over a year ago. That was about a year ago at this point, right?
I've been
playing nonstop because you just went, yeah, it'll give you a good idea of how MOBAs.
I think also it's that big thing. It's free.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just try try it out. You can just download it.
I mean, there is like an insane like project boom for all these like sort of gaming shows and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, there's all these like different channels. I think probably
like last year's when dispensaries hit mainstream. And it's like 15 shows being developed about dispensaries.
So I don't know. Like I even think that I might have started playing like for almost that same reason of like researching for some like kind of writing thing. But then I got too deep. I'm like so like deep into research now. Like
it's no longer research.
I looked into the abyss and it changed me. Is what happened.
I looked into the abyss and the abyss was like, dude, chill. Like,
it's fucking dope in the abyss.
Holy shit, dive right into the abyss.
Like the abyss rules. Fine.
Throw my MX deep into the abyss. I've gotten, I got a Heroes of the Storm exercise routine.
Okay, what's that?
I told you about this, right? I have these two dumbbells under my desk, and when I die, oh, I think maybe some I've been playing on voice with you guys before,
yeah,
and
I'll be like, okay. Yeah,
I'll get up and just like, because you die and you have 60 seconds.
Right.
And, all right, hold on, let's get into this first. So when you die in this game towards the end of a level, it's very cool, you're not out. But you have like a cooling off period. You
right.
got like
yeah,
a
60 yeah.
second timeout.
The
higher level, the longer you have to be. So it's 60 seconds in the end game. And how often do you try to do something that should not take 60 seconds, but you try to squeeze it in while you're dead? Like my wife will be like, can you change the light bulb in the kitchen? And I'm like, sure, as soon as I die. And then I like race in with like a ladder. And I'm like, and I'm like, she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like in my underwear, sprinting back to the office, diving to my desk. I'm like, I'm back, spam cue or whatever. So I work out on those minute deaths. Like I pump iron and then I get back down and I'm like, I'm very healthy. And then I get
that's
up
good.
At the end
that's
of
good.
3 hours.
I would say it's like it's healthier than the alternative. Of
which
not
is not
lifting
weights. I feel like what I do is like I alt tab and I open like a browser and like read an article or a sports score or something.
You just look like at my phone, look at Heroes stuff on my phone.
It would be nice if you could get in a game of Hearthstone during that.
Yeah, I wish they had like mini games that you could fuck around with when you're down for 60 seconds.
That would be great.
Like that's big in a lot of the console games now, is like something to do while it
during
loads.
During the load screen.
Yeah.
Like there's little
like
things
FIFA lets you kick little soccer balls and
so
whatnot.
So you mostly play console games, right?
Yeah, I have an Xbox. Okay. I play a fair amount of but I mostly play Blizzard games, truly. Like I get on one and I play it until the like I played the only like you sold me on Heroes because you knew how much I love Diablo.
Right.
Me and my buddies started playing Diablo 3 like a year again after it came out when they switched to seasonal.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. Let's
do
that.
How are the seasons? Is it fun?
It's more fun because it makes you want to switch your character every 3 months.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and it's like you can get this dope-ass armor if you finish the season's quest. And it's like, oh, this armor's
it's
fun.
It's the same as the Heroes. They add like a little quest system to like incentivize you to play.
It's sort of like the meta game, like the game around the game. And then it's like, oh, you know what? I have this dope-ass warrior, but if I build a monk, I could check out monk's armor. So I'll do that. And it's kind of fun.
Okay.
And we did like two seasons and it was really fun. And then I never touch it again once I got
We like we both got Diablo 3 recently and like tried to play it and I kind of just felt we played a little and I was just kind of like, I mean, Heroes is just better.
It's like
I'm going to play one of these like top down games, it's like I want the glory. Like I want the feeling of beating other people.
Like it's so also a MOBA is so you know how long a MOBA match is going to be, more
right,
or less. Like
more
20
or less.
To 30 minutes.
Between
you know how long
it's
going to be? It's going to be this contained thing.
Right.
You're going to get your gratification by the end. You're going to have leveled up and all that stuff. You're in and out. And so like that's such an easier thing than like, for instance, like Horizon is a game on PS4 that I like love and I bought whatever when it came out. But I'm like probably a quarter of the way through it just because it's like, I can kind of go and start playing this game for a while, or I can just like, I'm going to go do a match.
Right.
That's
right.
It's just so easy.
That's why I bought Injustice 2. First of all, I hate that Xbox added you can just download games in the store. I've impulse purchased like $300 worth of games because impulse purchasing a $60 game that then you play for an hour. Yeah. It's like, I haven't touched Injustice 2 since I've bought it because I'd rather play Heroes. Well, and it's exactly that. It's like a half hour gets me one complete game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And also like, these are some of the best games in the world. A lot of the time, like I'm like, well, should I play like whatever Flash in the Pan, or should I play like the tried and true,
right?
Like the ones that have been built up over the years, the best game ever.
Well, it's also like, and that's like the way they've been kind of brilliantly developed, and part of it was natural or whatever, but like they work as esports because they are more of a sport than a video game.
Right.
Like, obviously, it's virtual and it's the software, whatever, yada, yada, but like...
But it's truly about winning and losing.
Yeah, you have, like, skills that you use from match to match. The experience changes based on who's playing and what characters there and what you're doing. But yeah, like, there's and a like set of and rules there's like a basketball game or something.
Right, and there's also a real team dynamic. Like, yeah, you can't have five centers. I don't know anything about basketball, so maybe you can, but...
You can't have
11 offensive lines. Yeah. Right, let's bring it to a sport I know. But like, so you need a specialist. Right. And that's like what's another fun part of the game, because now there's like... Again, I think I used metagame incorrectly before. This is probably the metagame where it's like talking about how to play the game.
Well, there's the people have played this for so long now that there is sort of the idea that there's a correct way to play it. Like, there are like better, more efficient builds for the character. And I think it's even more prevalent in like Hearthstone or something like that.
There's just those deck building games where it's like, don't go three assassins. You know, let's go two assassins. Yeah. And you know where you learn that the hardest is draft. I mostly play quick match just because I want to get in and get my fix. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I'm just realizing that the reason I like Heroes of the Storm is I could sit down, play quick match, get a half hour in while my wife's at work. I'm describing a fetish. Like, I'm describing a perversion. She's gone. Yes. Quick half hour. Ooh, yeah. I got to level up.
It's only slightly less healthy because you don't get any kind of sexual release. Right. It's a completely unnatural fetish.
I don't climax regularly. Yeah. Once in a while. One lucky time. Oh, then on top of that, they have daily quests where like play three games with a Diablo character for 600 gold.
Right.
And in-game gold that you buy skins and characters.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I like about Heroes more than League of Legends is that I feel incentivized to like just try other heroes a little more. Like, those little quests make me play as different characters a little more.
Oh, League just updated and they have quests now.
Sons of bitches.
I'm out. There's just a Maddie, like a Kool-Aid size. Yeah, he just threw the door.
There's a Maddie shape, like, yeah, Roger Abbott.
But I think that's like a thing that they've done a good job with, even like the free rotation. And obviously free rotations are in all those games. Yeah. But yeah, and this is the thing a lot of the games do is, yeah, they really... they encourage you to like want to play as different characters so you can kind of understand. So it like sounds super nerdy for me to be like, oh, D.Va's coming, they're a tank, they ink lots of damage. Like, I know I know the intricacies of these characters, but it's partly because like they do a good job making you want to try them out. And then I kind of know.
The real secret trick they do to make you try out characters is that you know every new character is OP.
That's the funniest thing. I'm like, I'll pay $5 to like, or you know, like
to dominate.
To like completely fuck up everybody as Ragnaros for like...
Yeah,
very
you
funny.
Have like, hey, get down, Arthur. Get out of here, bud. You have like 2 weeks or 3 weeks before they correct it, and you're like, everyone is Samaru, and you're like, all right, well, we're going to die a few times.
It's how they get you to buy it like day of, because they're like, well, we'll just leave it intentionally broken. Like, it's cheating. We'll let them cheat by playing this character.
Yeah, D.Va is so frustrating to play against while we're talking.
Yeah, she
takes
a lot.
Crazy. I will say that Heroes, I think, better than League at coming up with like new and sort of unique characters.
Right, because like gameplay, like where it's like, oh, this is a completely different style.
Yeah, no,
style
D.Va
of
plays
play.
Like completely
but
differently.
I think part
like
of it though is that they weirdly got to test out D.Va in Overwatch. Like D.Va, like she's the same character she is in Overwatch. Like
she self destructs
almost the same, and like
it's
she
very
does the kind of same stuff. And like it's almost like that character like has been tested out and like tweaked.
They
and
like
they
figured out the balance
over.
Of it, and they're just like, okay, we'll
And then how do we just transfer this balance into this different algorithm, which is how Heroes.
I think when they announced
that's how
it,
programming
we like,
is, right? Yeah. You just throw it in the algorithm.
I like overheard algorithm like 3 years ago and have put it in every fucking. A friend of mine is like in business and does money stuff. I don't know what it is, but he says the term algo often, and it's so cool. Horny to hear. Jesus. And then I'm just like, now I overuse algorithm. I don't understand it, and I definitely overuse it, and I'm misusing it. We're about two-thirds of the way through. I think we can now shift gears and go a little deeper and be even more specific. Let's dive into the game, because now people are either like already turned it off or are like pissed that we haven't started talking about our favorite character.
Well, can I say one thing? I guess a couple minutes ago you mentioned Samuro.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one character that I like get pissed off thinking about. I guess to start with, I guess hated characters.
Yeah,
I
let's
hate
start Samuro with characters we hate
so fucking much.
I hate playing against Samuro.
I don't like. I can never kill him because he's a character. I guess if you don't know, he like can split into three, and two of them are double like clones that like also attack.
But he can also go invisible.
And,
also do damage,
and he can go invisible.
Like, so
he,
like, no, so it's just this I wily fall for guy. Fake characters. I fall for holograms all the time.
Yeah. And so just Samuro is just my least every time in a match. I just never know what to even do.
Samuro's extremely frustrating because you'll like use a cooldown on him and it's just
right,
one
you'll
of his
drop
dumb
an R on him and kill a head.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens to me all the time with Nova. I'm like, got the jump on her, like leap on her, Q, W, E, use all my powers, and then she just
it's funny Samuro though, because it's like they're like, okay, well, we'll take Nova, but then also make it so he doesn't get killed very easily.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and he gets two. He gets two of them.
Yeah, and they can actually do a little bit of damage.
Yeah, like it's like he's like a brawler, actually.
Yeah.
I guess my favorite character, if I'm being honest, is probably the Lost Vikings.
Now, to be fair, to explain this, the Lost Vikings are three characters.
Right, right.
How does the control of them work? I haven't even tried
it. It's like more like a... It's
kind of
like
an old RTS. So, like, if you press one, that selects the big guy. If you press two, it selects the medium guy. If you press three, it selects the little guy. And so you're actually kind of like, you know, like coordinating them all on the map.
That's
so it's
crazy.
Like, and I'm a lot of times when I play as them, I'm mostly using the mini map and just like focus. I'll like keep my actual camera on one where like the most action is happening, and the other two, mostly what you're trying to do is just soak the lanes. Like,
right, right.
You're just trying to ensure that, like, even when objectives are happening, that you're like massively out soaking the other team,
right?
So then you get the level advantage, and then you know, then you're just ahead.
I guess a thing worth mentioning for those who, I guess, who are still listening but don't know the game,
I mean, that's insane. They're not, but, yeah.
but the map is like big, so you can't see everything at once. Like, it's not
there's fog of war,
so you see, like, people are off in the distance elsewhere.
You can see what your team can see,
and that's why the Vikings are like crazy.
Say, too, that it's top down and like it's like Warcraft, and so it's like, you know, it's like looking down at a map.
And soaking is fighting in a lane, killing creeps or minions to get experience,
right, so
to go up levels, to get more skills, making your characters more powerful,
right,
like the classic level up, like new skills, more health, more damage, more whatever, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
I mean, it depends from character to character, and you decide sort of which perks you want is the way they do builds,
because there's talent trees, which also I like about this game over League of Legends, is like there's no items. It's like I could just choose, like it's like less
four choices,
yeah, exactly. It's like,
I like the items, but I also do understand why they're extremely off-putting and very confusing and bad, probably. But
do you ever get concerned that you're like, fuck, have I been building my character wrong all the time?
I just look at hot slogs. I guess I'm like way too, like, I'm probably like, so I'm too by the book in these games. Like,
right, you go to like hot slogs and see who what builds.
I'm like super by the meta. Like, I just am like, why do I even have to like worry about this stuff? If I like get really deep into a character, like, I guess I play specialist the most because I'm very
They're the
into,
most fun because they're like a completely
goofy.
Different experience.
They're just like silly characters. Yeah. I like Murky a lot too. And Murky,
you like the real weird ones.
Yeah, the little guys that are just very annoying.
Yeah, Murky is like famously annoying.
Yeah, Murky is the most annoying character probably. But yeah, I'll fuck around with my builds on him.
I like fucking around with the build. Like, I get a character I've never played before, like Cassia, and that's who I've been playing for the last couple of days, getting her levels up. And I'm like messing around with her. And I'm like, ooh, this attack is really fun. Let me just go through and make everything go fend. And then I'm like, ooh, this lightning trick is actually, it refreshes so fast. Let me see if I can learn how to use this. And then all of a sudden I'm like, building that, I'm like, now I'm just playing the way I like to play.
Yeah, no,
which
I think, the appeal of that.
I think, I think at a certain point I learned, like, it's kind of like, I got much more adventurous with that stuff when I realized, like, when I started thinking about how one level up will relate to another level up. Like you said, like, doing all fend versus, like, trying to spread it out and, like,
spreading out is the least.
Spreading out is bad. You want to build out one thing
really
insanely.
On one thing, and then I started paying attention to actually what I was actually doing.
Because you can get, like, really crazy powerful with some of these things.
Yeah. Right. And you can find out, like, the little combos that you... Or, like, you can be like, well, I'm building a Sylve that just dominates minions. Like, you can, like, you know, or you can figure out certain things that you're... Like, you know, like Varian's a great example because he's like a warrior and an assassin. But it's like one of those things where it's like, what does my team need? It's shit, we're getting dominated. Maybe I need to just get all hit points based things.
So how did he works? So he's warrior slash assassin, right?
Yeah. So you can either tank.
And so is it that
be...
you build out, you choose to build either tank or.
And you can kind of, I mean, he always has elements of both. Like, I think he always, he has like his invulnerability. His W is a parry.
Right.
So he has like kind of a block move that makes him pretty tanky. And then if you. Like, it basically, he's similar to like Warwick in League of Legends in that he has like an attack. He can you can do a level up where you heal when you attack.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I like
that's kind of what I do with him. But I also do think, there are certain.
I like his dual wield, the two swords, high attack speed.
If you don't need a tank, you definitely want to do like the twin blades and like go crazy with it. Yeah. So that's kind of why Varian's one of my favorite characters because you can.
And you can kind of switch on the fly. When you play with like really good people, like. They know like what ult you should get for the board, which is crazy.
Which is crazy.
Or it's like they're like, Chromie, kill Sergeant Hammer. Like, I learned that in draft a lot that certain characters are other character killers.
Oh yeah, that's called a counter, right?
Counters. I've been learning a lot of these counters, and then you don't know them in quick match, but then every once in a while one lands on you where you're like, oh fuck. Like Cassia,
a terrible feeling.
Yeah, Cassia is indestructible to Vala because like if I do Vala as auto attack build, so it's like all about getting hatred up and attack speed up, but. Can't do basic attack damage to Cassia, really. So she's got like got my number. And since Cassia is like one of the hot new characters, I've been just getting annihilated by her. But I love like fucking learning those hacks. Like, or like having a character that you know, like I've gotten to the point where I'm playing as Vala and you get to that one level where it's like, do you want Manticore, which is like giant killer, or this thing? You'd hit tab and you're like, oh shit, they have two tanks. I'll do giant killer because it's like one of those percentage of health.
I think the game is actually, and all these games are like deceptively complex. Like they are very simple on the surface. Like
it's an easy buy-in.
You ultimately are like clicking, you know, you press the five buttons, there's moves, but there, I mean, there's clearly so much variety in all these games because they're even able to be played professionally.
Right.
I was gonna, when we were talking about this earlier about like it being an e-sport, I was going to say about MOBAs, I think in addition to it like being set up like a sport, a reason why it's a sport is it does take like physical ability, like not necessarily like working out ability, but like, but there are people who can actually be better because you practice
like clips
more. You know?
Clicks per second.
Yeah, exactly. Like people are like have worked out their fingers and stuff. I admire these people, and I want to be them one day.
Well, that's one thing. Is I mean, well, the bummer side of that is that we're all like too old to do
it. I know, it's
like,
so fucked.
Like your eyes, like at age 16 or whatever, your eyes start going downhill and stuff like that, and you really are like age 20 or so. You're like peak condition for this, and like if you're 30 something. You're kind of too old to be as good.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like they're like jock guys. Like for so many years, they like were always able to be like, man, I should have like played baseball. But like truly the sport I could have played didn't exist when I was young
enough
to play.
Came out 20 years
and I truly
after
believe
my
I'm like, I could have done it. Yeah. I could have been a contender in this.
Yeah. Well, that's, all it takes is like a near, like I keep overusing the word autistic. It's kind of fucked up. But it takes like a near, like I like this. I'm going to play it 6 hours a day.
And I think what really
OCD is a better word.
It really like showed me like, oh, I really could have done that. Was not just like to me, like especially when I heard, even though I knew so many people were watching it, I was like, okay, but it's still like this quirky side thing. But then when the Heroes of the Dorm tournament happened and there were college teams and I saw like Stanford with my college and they were playing, I was like, fuck. I wish there was a fucking Heroes of the
quit
Storm
rugby
team
in college in a
college.
Heartbeat.
I could have played this.
Also, I watched some of that. We watched some of that Heroes of the Storm, I think, one time, and I was like, they're not like that good.
No,
like I can compete. I could compete.
I take them.
Put me in. I gotta go back to school. That's what I gotta do.
Imagine we go to college just to play college video. Oh, here's your next fucking Go 90 series. Let's make a fucking documentary about us going back to college just to play esports.
Let's Rodney Dangerfield.
I got 4 years eligibility left. It's like necessary roughness. But with video games.
I'm gonna go back to college to play video games and end up accidentally becoming a lawyer.
Life actually turns around for a way.
Like, I have a beautiful life.
But there are even like I remember seeing. I think it was a few years ago, so I'm sure there's no more. Like there was like one college was like the first school to give a scholarship to a kid because of,
I know it's crazy. Well, that Heroes of the Dorm gives a big scholarship.
That's how they reward them.
Heroes of the Dorm. What a great
very good name. It was actually really smart by Blizzard because like I think they were doing that before they were doing any like actual pro Heroes of the Storm. They kind of ramped into it
like giving kids scholarships.
It's like charity in a weird way.
It's such a crazy
scholarships aren't
charity. It's such a funny like top to bottom operation too, where like it's not like the NBA like owns playing basketball like it's in a so park crazy. You know yeah. Right, like, they right. don't. The NBA, maybe if I buy like an NBA licensed ball, that's how much they get out of me. Yeah. But here, like Blizzard owns the product
with all these games. It's so crazy.
It's
yeah.
like League of Legends, like Riot owns. Like, I mean, the Riot, broadcasting and all that.
Riot, right. they like they're an insanely rich company, yes. and it's not like all because of the money they're turning around those microtransactions. It's because they like own the licensing. Yeah. Like they right. are
and these tournaments. They get a cut of everything that's going
on. It's like you're saying. It's like they're not just the NBA. They are basketball. Like
they're like also making the uniforms.
We created and trademarked basketball.
Yeah. Like kids playing stickball aren't paying
a license fee. Yeah, exactly.
The other thing that that sort of hasn't been said about, not in like a, we've been dancing around this.
Yes, this very controversial. we must address.
Heroes of the Storm makes a good esport because it is pretty cool to watch. It's like easy to understand because mm-hmm. it's only 10 characters. Right. And you know what it looks like when someone is kicking someone's ass.
Yeah,
well,
they do a thing. Yeah, I mean, they, especially with like the production, it's geared towards like watching. And I think a lot of video games are like this now because a lot of Twitch streaming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like a death is such a theatrical moment. Right. Explosion on screen. And then like at the actual tournaments and stuff like that, like First Blood gets like
a huge voice ovation.
First Blood.
It's like
that. It's just this. It's like,
have you gone to any of these things?
Should we go to one?
I never gone to a Heroes one. I went to one of the League ones down in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is really fun, actually. Yeah. No, like, I didn't even understand the game as well when I went. Like, I think now I would like really like it. But even when I went before, I was just kind of like, this is like awesome. Like, everyone's like excited legitimately.
right.
It's kind of like going to like a sporting event. But like they sell like kimchi and stuff, like it's cool.
My first foray into this world of like professional gaming was when I was heavy into StarCraft 2. Mm. I started watching StarCraft 2 videos to like get better, like those YouTube videos. And then all of a sudden you're watching like these guys who are like legendary fight against each other, and then that's where I got hooked. I like learned about this whole world.
Your brain widens out. Like the meta is a life ruiner. Like
once
you realize that the meta exists, it's like that
takes you out of the game. You're like, I'm
not playing. It's the pill. It's Morpheus. Yeah, it's like, let me tell you, John, about the meta.
Oh, you think you're just enjoying it, but if you really wanted to win, you would never choose that ultimate with Jaina. You're like, no,
it was fun before. Now it's work, but I still have to do it.
But there is something about it that when it's almost like when you start doing comedy and you're doing comedy, you're like, this, don't worry about that. This table is 1,000 years old and it'll keep fucking up.
I was worried about my McDonald's cup please, ruining the table here.
Be worried more about the McDonald's cup ruining you.
The StarCraft thing made me think of, I don't even know if this is a thing and I've never looked it up because I saw once, but I saw on Reddit one time someone posted their favorite click vid. It was a click vid. It said click vid, and someone was like, "Ah, it's a good click vid." I don't think I've ever seen it anywhere else. I don't know how much of a thing it is, and I'm sure.
What's a click vid?
But basically, it was a video of a guy playing StarCraft, who's like one of the best StarCraft
hands.
It was of his clicking speed.
I actually do.
It had a picture of the screen, and then and then his hand. Wow.
Really satisfying.
It was all about them, like, and also I literally in a million years now, like.
Could never do what
this guy could
click. And with like, he moves around the map like hyperspeed, just like zipping around, clicking, dragging.
What's
like,
the thing with camera follow? Like if you are
camera lock.
You don't do it.
Don't do it.
You don't camera follow. Well, because you need map awareness. John.
You have to have map awareness.
It's because you got to be able to move around elsewhere around the map so you can look at what your teammates are doing.
Are you
so,
using like, camera follow?
Are you
locking
your camera?
Are you
locked, buddy?
Oh, fuck. I'm locked.
Oh, my God. I this is a bombshell to drop, I think, 80 minutes into the podcast.
Shit, I feel like such an amateur. I feel like I've been playing with a fucking...
I'm sure there's at least one person who's listening just stood up.
Someone just like broke their phone right now. They were so...
Yeah. Imagine I lose 1,000 listeners.
This is gonna be the gaff that takes it all down.
Let's talk a little bit about favorite characters to play.
Okay. I mean, the Vikings and Mercury.
By
are my
far,
favorites.
My favorite character by like 20 levels or so
is, thing,
is Sylvanas. Yeah. You know? And it was like kind of a like sobering moment when they updated to the new 2.0 patch.
And you had that
myself was like a 45.
Oh, shit.
The numbers climbing can be a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
my number addiction can sometimes be fucked up.
Yeah, like my yellow heroes are like. They're all specialists. Sylv, Hammer, Nazebo.
Yeah, my variant's my second highest.
Yeah.
It's pretty high. But Sylvanas is way... And it's because, like... I don't know. And Sylvanas is, like, one of few characters that I can play with. And, like, I feel like I can, like, maybe win a match with her. Like, I can, right, like, yeah, I can, you can, I can help, have a you huge can carry, impact, yeah, like, you the way the carry Vikings or whatever. And, like, I can just go off on my own to, like, because Sylvanas' main thing, or one of her main things, is that she can, like, neutralize minions and towers.
Yeah.
Right. So just without the help of minions and stuff, like, right just at doing the beginning of a match, damage, saying, I like actually to sneak up and just hit a tower and just, like, really crush it and, like, kill a tower right away. Right. And then once, later on, you get, like, this, there's an upgrade, a Haunting Wave, that lets you
refresh your Withering Fire.
Yeah, refresh it. And so you can kind of keep on zipping around, and then you're just kind of invincible as long as, yeah, other heroes are around.
You can blast out, like, you can blast out 10 Withering Fires,
so,
with basically,
as long as you're, you can make sure you're, like, the rest of the team is comfortable fighting or whatever they're, yeah, doing, right, you can kind of be doing your own thing.
Oh, and it gives you a really a second haunting wave.
The second haunting wave.
You could jump across a gate and jump,
yeah,
back.
You zip back, yeah, and forth. Yeah. And that's just, yeah, it's OP.
It's so,
it is OP.
But isn't isn't Sylv garbage on the canon map, whatever that one's called?
Oh, the Shrines? The Haunted Towers or something?
The Haunted Towers, yeah, yeah.
She's not, yeah, she's, I think there, yeah, you just kind of have to upgrade her differently. And, yeah, right, on, like, kind of a little bit more, like, her armor-breaking W or whatever and,
yeah,
stuff like,
exactly,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's definitely not as good. Although, at the same time, like, if you're pushing those towers, you can get your team's level up quickly. And that's right, why, like, yeah, with Sylvanas, I like...
And you can juice minions very easily.
I like doing
easily
it quickly, yeah, yeah. So, if you, I think if you can, like, steal that first tower, like, I always go, I like to go top with her a lot of the time, unless I'm on the one with the pyramids.
I go
one
power,
you
bottom.
Go bottom.
Yeah, you know who is good on the Haunted Towers is the Lost Vikings.
Of course, because you can get, yeah, like,
the Lost Vikings. Yeah, you can be getting all three, yeah, of them.
Or you can have two yourself guys defending you.
Two guys, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's great.
The Lost Vikings rule.
Sylv is one of my favorite to play. I really like playing Vala. She's a new one I got into. My buddy Sanford is, like, sort of an expert on, like, the counter stuff. Mm-hmm. And because we play draft every once in a while. We never really play draft, but draft is, like, really how you learn what heroes, sure, work, yeah, well, where it's like Sylv, you almost can never get.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, if you're not ban, right?
Yeah, because they'll ban or take it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And,
yeah,
then, like, KT, who I was really good with for a while, Kalthas.
Yeah, you're a good Kalthas. Yeah,
yeah. And then he, like, gets taken, yeah, or gets banned or,
right,
or you take him, and then someone takes Chromie or someone with range. Or Butcher, you're so squishy. That,
Butcher, I was going to say, is one of my most hated ones. I don't know why. No, to play against. Yeah. I just, like, don't like the,
well,
Butcher.
Well, his little charge thing.
He's gross, too. He's nasty to begin with.
The charge is, like, I don't understand if it has any limitations.
Yeah, really,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm always like, why is this thing over? Oh, my God. I'm just, you know, this, yeah, guy, yeah, guy just charges you. And he gets his health back when,
yeah,
he hits you.
It's
like,
fucked up. Yeah. It,
yeah,
feels, like, nearly impossible,
yeah,
to, like, 1v1.
There's a quest, right, that he has.
Yeah, it's like 150 meets. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, if you get all the meats. Yeah, if you get his, yeah, meats, at a certain point he becomes insane.
Yeah, he becomes,
it's kind,
like,
of a matter of, like, pushing them back enough that you're high enough,
right,
before he gets there. Otherwise,
and that's, like,
screwed.
The shit. That's another thing that I love about this game. We were kind of talking about is, like, it promotes you to play, like, it rewards playing other characters,
right?
But playing other characters also rewards you in game, where you're like, I know,
yeah,
what
know
I know, like,
yeah,
I know how squishy KT is now, mm-hmm, and how slow he is, that if I get a pounce and a couple of shots on, you know, I know what other there. How long was I playing against Cassia before I decided to try her, that I was, mm-hmm, like, oh my God, that's why I can't,
yeah,
hurt her,
right.
Oh my God,
right,
that's how that move works,
right, right,
yeah. Or, like, you get worked by a character, like, 15 times and you're like, let me just see what's up with this character.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, this character's awesome. Oh,
right,
shit, here's his weakness, or here's,
right,
her weakness.
Well, that's,
right,
the thing of, like, yeah, when I started paying attention to traits was, like, a big moment,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
like,
when you weren't just like, I like the
in
Q
addition
one
to the moves that you can see people, things do, like, oh, like, Kerrigan has, like, a little extra going on when,
yeah,
she's attacking.
Right.
And then,
right,
like, once you realize that's happening, yeah, it just makes,
oh,
it a much
so awesome,
more fun to play.
Pretty,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
What a game.
Oh, what a fucking game. I tell you what. The only thing I like doing more than talking about it is playing it. And I'm in my chair. I can
just, you are just one, like, one rotate away.
Yeah,
from
imagine
a...
I made you guys. I was like, it would be fun if we record an episode while I played. I just, like, wasn't talking. Just like, completely out of breath into the microphone.
Just lifting weights.
You guys come over, we'll record a podcast. I'll work out and play video games. It's hot as fuck in here.
I think one other thing about these games that also makes them much more accessible, especially because for games that are on PCs, this is a big deal, I think, for a lot of people, is that they have very low requirements for, like, for your computer's processing. Yes. Right,
it doesn't like, have to be like a fucking alien.
Yeah, Blizzard's very, very good about that,
and,
too.
And even more importantly for Blizzard is that they are cross-platform. It's not just Windows. Yes. They make
Except for Overwatch.
Overwatch
is the
first
one.
Overwatch is not on OS. Yeah, iOS, whatever.
And that's why I think it's funny. Like, Jack, we were playing this a lot. We were started playing PC games online a lot, and like about like a headset, and we could talk, and it like opens up a whole new world.
It's very,
and
very cool.
Like helped pressure me into like buying like a really nice gaming rig, like an expensive.
I think I could peer pressure you too.
If he was just, I literally was with Iffy today, and he was like, "I could build you."
You got to do it. Yeah, you have to do it. It really. So, what I was gonna say about what you said earlier about like you buy these games digitally and you only play them for like an hour on Steam. If you buy a game and you play it for less than 4 hours, you can get a full refund within like 2 weeks. Like,
oh, it's in within 2 weeks. I wish I knew that because I have XCOM 2 and I only played it once and I bought it for like $40.
Yeah. Well, keep an eye, you can get full refunds.
That's another game that just fits the like, I like it. It's a really good game. I loved XCOM 1, but I'm just going to play a Heroes of the Storm match instead.
If I see this camera angle, I'm going to just switch to a MOBA.
I can learn how those aliens move and look around corners.
I feel like the main reason I want to get a gaming rig, too, is that to just take games off of one computer. You know what I mean? Like, I sit here to work, and then I move over here to play video games.
Like, I mean, a big part of it for me was like, you know, dating girls, like I kind of like living with girls that
you can't really
that I dated.
Hog the living room.
I don't want to. Like, it's better. Like, I can go to my room and be like addicted to video games for 4 hours.
One of the,
like,
one of the main reasons I got it was because I moved in with a girl, so I got my own room with a computer in it.
Well, I can close the door. You don't.
That's pretty much what I have right
now. That I'm saying it sounds extremely unhealthy.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I was saying, I think it's funny though that I like spend so much money and I put together this giant like gaming rig, and by far the main thing I do is this like
low
game
state,
that I could have run on my
that
old
you
like,
were
2008
playing
laptop
on your last computer
that I'm running on an iMac.
It runs it runs no better now than I had than on my old PC.
I will get a
you should
4K
really
monitor.
I mean,
well,
you only really need 1440p right now.
I feel like I'm going to end up buying a gaming rig at some point. I'll need an excuse, like a huge paycheck from some company that wants to advertise on my podcast. Taco Bell, Blizzard. Talk about you guys every week anyway. What are some... Do we have any heroes stories? Do we have any war stories we can share? I don't think we really.
I think you summed it up with, if there's four of us and one of them, we're going to jump on that kid.
We're going to make a bit. Or we'll keep the four of us will be talking and they won't be on talking, but we'll be typing to each other, like kind of being mean to each other or like doing weird bits to each other that he's reading or he or she is reading.
Right. There was one time, I think this is not a war story, which is just a very funny thing. The one guy we were playing with one time said he had to go away for a second. He's like, BRB, family picks. BRB, family picks. Like he was going to go I don't know what he meant, but it was like he was going to take pictures with his family or something.
It was his daughter's wedding.
And then he like came back. It was like a minute later. He's like, I'm back. I was like, oh, how are the family picks?
I said one time on there, I was like, oh, God, I hate this board. And someone's like, Jesus Christ, what do you mean? How old are you? It's a map. And I was like, oh, sorry. What are your favorite levels to play on?
Tough, actually. I really like, especially because it's a good Sylvanas map, I think. I like the Tomb of the Spider Queen.
That's a great Sylvanas map.
And you push them ahead for the spiders, and then you can really get the spiders to float pretty deep.
Anything with, like, if you roll in with, like, with the immortal or with the knight or whatever, or the plant.
Yeah.
Sylvanas is a really good assistant.
And the Egyptian map's good for that.
Well, I'm a big fan of the plant level, the Garden of Terror. Another great Viking-centric level.
Right.
Because you can be out there getting all the seeds.
You can poke the...
Well, it's also very good to play as... to be the Garden Terror as one of the guys, so that when you die... if you go deep and they kill you and kill that guy, it doesn't matter. You got the other guys.
Because that's something someone said to me the other day was like, oh, let me grab the Garden Terror. I have good escape.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
You have to consider that, too. Yeah. That it's like,
because
like,
you sort of are kamikazing.
You're trying to go deep as you can. You know, and they're probably going to have like four people trying to kill you by the time you're like about to die from it.
And then like people like Vala, who have like their attack speed goes up and their damage goes up as the hits go. That's like I learned from been playing her on those levels or like Immortal. It's it's like you can really. You can it's your job. Insane. It's your job when to defend because you can slowly shoot up the fucking golem or whatever. It's already just like straight up polishing the sweat
fine.
Off your knees.
It's fine. My dog will find it interesting later.
I was going to say the one I do like. Artanis is another one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like when you play really Artanis because like, I don't get to play alongside.
I really like him a lot. And at one point, someone made me aware that like his in his first level upgrades, I think it is. There's one upgrade that lets one of his moves be really strong against non-heroes. And I learned that on the immortal level, Artanis, if you do that, by the time you're like 14 or 15, you can solo an immortal.
That's
once
crazy.
I found that out, and then when I get really excited about that hero on that map, and I'm just like, guys, I got this. Like,
and that brings another thing into draft is because then you know the map on draft. Yes.
Yeah, and I do like knowing the map, and that's one thing about quick match. It'd be fun to like know it, but at the same time,
it's not really in a good way.
Yeah, it just takes a. I mean, that's why the main reason I don't do draft is it just takes so long.
Yeah, in the tower one, like it sucks to be Sergeant Hammer. Mm-hmm. Like, but Sergeant Hammer can really do some work on some other levels. Yeah. But it's like
I think it's part of the fun actually. Quick matches that you're like. Well, sorry, guys.
Yeah, I got Sergeant Hammer on fucking Hanamura, and I was like, I'm never going to do anything.
Pointless.
And then I got MVP.
But
so I know you hate Hanamura. I hate it too.
Well, as someone who plays the Vikings, I got to say I like Hanamura.
Yeah. I was just saying, because I feel like, I don't know. I just
Sylvia
don't...
sucks on it. But you know why you hate it? And it's the same reason I hate it. Because I like sieging.
Well, I
like destroying buildings.
Like, I think also, though, like the way there's like... When there's two payloads going and stuff like that, it feels like the team is never on the same page or something. Like it seems like it's a little bit past what like a group of strangers across the world or whatever
are like
can
able
do together.
To do together. Yeah,
yeah, like, yeah. And I don't think it's just because it's like the newest map, but I do kind of think like
I feel like some people just don't even know about how to do
people,
the
yeah,
basic
it seems like people
objective.
Haven't learned to like put, you know, like more people. So I think I've never played a match on that map. Where I wasn't at least frustrated once, because someone didn't get in the circle of the payload to make it go faster.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I was like pushing on. There's two guys like nearby, just doing nothing.
Yeah. And did you guys know you could? Someone showed me, and now my move is throw the turret on the payload.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's very
that's
cool.
like the ideal. But then some other people are fucking like. You're pushing the payload and they're punching the healing.
Well, that's like, to give them credit, that's like an extremely complex level. Like,
right.
It's really like so, I mean, like, I have to applaud Blizzard for like trying different things, but like, like, you know, it doesn't come up that often in the rotation. Like,
yeah,
I think probably almost every time you've played it, like, it's someone's first time on this extremely dense and confusing level.
I wonder if the star rating bumps down how often it comes up.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Because I had him. Recently, I played with, was it you? No, it was, I played with you for two games, and I played with Sanford for five or six games in a row because I was trying to get that 15 Diablo heroes. Uh-huh.
Right.
So I played Vala. We played like seven games in a row. We took like, he's like, my wife's out of town. I'm like, my wife's getting her hair done. She's going to be take 3 hours. So him and I were like, all right. I was like, and he lives in New York. So I'm like, 3:30 EST. It was like an official like Skype, like when you get like a business call that's cross conference. And we sat down, we played for like, and I was like, we do it over, him and I do FaceTime audio on our phones because he doesn't have a mic. He doesn't understand how it works.
And everyone's got a mic.
Yeah. And then we didn't get Hanamura once, like seven games in
a
row.
Crazy.
And I was like,
you don't see it?
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm so happy we haven't. We have three cursed mines, though.
Yeah, the mine's an interesting one. It's not my favorite
The newest ones are my least favorite. Although, no, towers, like getting the shrines that shoot the towers.
Well, the mines, I think that was a very old map. They took it out and replaced it with the Garden of Terror, and you can kind of see the similarities between those two. But then they put back in the mines, and it's just not as good.
Speaking of Hanamura, though, when you're talking about like war stories or whatever you want to call them, there was when they announced the 2.0 update, they had like a big streaming event.
Yeah.
And we were like texting about it, and like we're gonna watch, and it kind of was a bit at first,
but then
it was kind of like jokingly, and then we were all sitting there, I think, also watching live them announce levels and like talk about the no levels and show off turrets
and
stuff
like
that,
and
I think we all just got into it. So finally, we were all just like texting each other, like, "Oh, you can do! Oh, they're giving away epic chests!
This is what they're talking about! Like, you stare deep into the abyss, and like it's like at a certain point, like." I got into the stuff because I'm like, it's so weird and funny how there's like professional gamers out there, and now I'm like, I want to be one.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
it's my dream.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I mean, we're doing the second best thing to being one, that what the comedy or creative people do is like, let's write a show about it.
I know. It's like
it's
so
the most
it's actually like so pathetic that
I wanted to be a Navy SEAL or an FBI agent my whole life. My only hope is to like get to make a movie, like, you know, like
but
ride along or
whatever. Like, my my idol, what I'm idolizing and like what I'm like dreaming of being is like pathetic, kind of. Like, I wish that I was like worse.
I'm pretty bad now. I'm pretty bad now. It would be better if I was a professional gamer.
All right, guys. So that's not as much as I can talk about it. But
yeah,
maybe.
I mean, we can go.
We have hit over the hour mark.
We should do like a hardcore history. Those like 10-hour
unbroken. If people, well, let's go through this. Let's talk. Tell us your Twitter, if that's a thing you even use. I think you do. And
I do. I don't tweet a ton.
Right.
But if I am out there.
Yeah. So what's your Twitter? What do you have going on, Maddie, that you want these people to tune
into? My Twitter is Maddie Smith with two Fs.
Okay.
Fudge or whatever. MattySmiff. I don't know. I guess on this subject,
if you're listening to this podcast,
I don't know, you can watch Tales of Titans. It's on Go90, which is Verizon's streaming service, but you don't need Verizon. It's not really anything to do with Verizon,
right? You could just Google Tales of Titans.
I think so many people are like, how do I subscribe? Oh, I need the app, but you can just go to go90.com,
yeah, and
then
it's
just
there.
You can search because you know it's buried beneath a whole wall of who knows what, but you can find Tales of Titans on there,
which is
comedy. It's just a little, it's like, you know, they're like 15-minute episodes, like a little comedy about a team that plays a MOBA that we kind of made up.
About
but,
e-sport,
John
the
came
e-sports
on,
world.
Out
and it was re- it's really fun.
Really
the series
fun.
Ended
yeah,
up really
Jason
funny.
Ritter. Yeah, yeah.
Great
it's really
casting,
fun,
too.
And so come find that.
Come find that. Good luck, assholes.
Boost those numbers.
Shot.
Go on indie.com.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't need a subscription to Verizon.
See if you can solve the puzzle and find the video. Yeah.
If you can, you gain a level in life. Anything else, Maddie? You don't have to have something, but I just don't want to speak for your plugs.
No, yeah, I think nothing interesting. If you see a Kmart commercial, I may have directed.
Okay,
so
cool.
That's cool.
Enjoy that.
If you're still one of those few people that accidentally watches commercials.
On the channels that Kmart. So probably nobody listening.
Jack, what are you on Twitter?
I'm Jack Allison LOL on Twitter. That's what my username is. You can email me at jackallison@gmail.com if you want as well. That's probably a better way to get in touch with me.
That's a bad idea.
Maybe bleep it out or something. Yeah. You weren't going to give your gamer tag. That's it. That's all. I have the Twitter. I'm like doing you know how it is in Hollywood. You got things in development. I can't talk about all this stuff.
Well, you know what?
Keep it up. You know what I'm trying to do actually lately? This is kind of crazy. I've been trying to make a video game. I'm learning this application Unity, which is like a game engine. It's one of the like major ones, and it's like, you know, I've been working on it for like a couple weeks now with my buddy Josh, and like you know, it's not as hard as it seems. Like if you come up with an idea, you can kind of find code that other people have done and kind of
Sort of like how those games end up being like, oh, there's like five Shovel Knight-esque games.
Right.
That
come
it's out
like you can kind of just figure out like based on what you want to do. So I'm trying to make a game right now.
Oh, that's really cool. I'll plug something that you're in that has been made me fucking laugh so hard is Cuplicated.
Yeah, Cuplicated Rules. I should have done that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. But you have a part in that, and that show is, I mean, it's game changing.
That's on Vubu, which
it's
is
on
another
Vubu,
great service.
Which is a different service. It's
you don't have to sign up for Vubu.
You don't have to sign up for Vubu. There is a subscription, but you don't have to sign up. There's a premium version.
But
it's VI,
you don't need the premium.
Yeah, right? It's VIOOBU .com, and it's it's basically Craig Healy, who did a Clip Cup. He had me along for he's doing sort of like a semi-autobiographical story about him, you know, coming to terms with being one of the world's greatest clip show hosts.
I think I'm in it for 2 seconds.
Yeah, Matt,
you are
in
it for 2 seconds.
Well.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Definitely check it out. It's very cool. And you know, we got fingers crossed for Vubu to do another.
It's just
seasons.
Something. It's like a breath of fresh air seeing something like that. It's just something different that you're not seeing. Like, you know, it's not.
It's very cool. It's like, you know. It's cool, like, because you know comedy is kind of like silly and stupid and shit like that, but like it's cool that someone's doing something that actually is like meaningful, and it's cool to be a part
of
that.
You can be funny, but it's like might as well also be,
it's like
have something
to say about the world and you know about like tacos and stuff like that. Like, you know, so yeah, definitely check out Cuplicated. I'm very proud of it, but all praise goes to Craig.
All right, I'm at John Gabris on Twitter, and dudes, if you guys play tweet at us with your favorite characters or your war stories or any advice you have for gameplay, like, oh, don't ever take Jaina's blank ult. Like, if you're good, tweet at us. Let us know. I'll take all the advice I can get via
helpful.
Social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I Gabrus.com/shirts and the film Little Hours comes out at the... Although, actually, this episode probably comes out after Little Hours has hit the theater. So track it down. I have no idea how to do this. I am not a professional.
This is great.
Goodbye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum podcast.